Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Big Hugger. Of course, I want to hear from you, so break me off a call, 646-929-2037. It's the call number. It's every now and again. What y'all got to say matters to me. Nah, what y'all got to say to me matters all the time. Unless you say something stupid, damn, there's no laugh at you. Anyway, break me off a call, 646-929-2037, so we can talk a taste on it. And I know some of y'all are a little too scared to call live. So if you'd like, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I will read your question or whatever comments that you would like read, because that's the kind of dude I am. Once again, to email me, you just hit me at dick@smoothdrama.com, and I got you. And, of course, our social network. So if you like, you can add me on Facebook. I am Dick Hugger on Facebook. I am Dick Hugger on Tagged. I am Dick Hugger on MySpace. And I'm a Smooth Drama on Twitter, so you can follow me on Twitter. Just follow me as Smooth Drama, and I will follow you back. And we can tweet, or on Facebook, we can comment back and forth, because I get into the comment wars every now and again, and the little bitty like. Or if you happen to be on Tag, you can join my Smooth Drama group, and we got some topics up for discussion in there, as well as you can hit me up if you're on MySpace. Once again, I'm Dick Hugger on MySpace, Tagged, and Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, Smooth Drama. Hit me up, and I would like to converse with you. Not conversate, converse. And while we're conversing, we can talk about something crazy. Of course, everyone knows we're in the midst of Black History Month. I guess Black History is important over in the UK. So much that they saved a freed slave portrait from being exported. It was bought by the Qatar Museum Authority 2009, but the government of Britain imposed a temporary export ban last year because of the historic importance to the UK that this portrait of a freed slave. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of shocked. Like, the portrait of a black man is so important in the UK, they just banned it from being in the museum. I guess the portrait was a William Hores, that's his name, don't shoot the messenger, William Hores, spelled H-O-A-R-E-S, or Hores, I don't know. Anyway, it's a painting of Ayuba Suleiman Diallo, also known as Job Ben Solomon. And so it was a big deal. They said that there was just, we can't let it go. They raised money to buy the work back. But Qatar, being the nice, kind, and gentle people that they are, And so understanding, they just said, nah, don't worry about it. We'll lend it to you. I didn't know pictures of the slaves was lick. I mean, it's got international museums fighting over portraits of freed slaves. Go figure. You would have never thought that one would have been out there. But I guess it's saying that black folks are more important outside the United States than they are inside the United States. I don't know. I just think it's funny. They're like, oh my God, the museums are going back and forth over a portrait of a freed slave. Huh? I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. I wonder how other people, I mean, y'all think that it's something that's important, portrait of freed slave? Yeah. I mean, we come back here to America, New York in particular, and we have the same old. Woman in New York, a nun, to be exact. 26-year-old nun who claimed she was raped by a black man. She was heading back to her convent, minding her own business, when a hulking black man ambushed her, choked her, and then dragged her 8 blocks in her nun gear. 8 blocks. The hulking black man drug her and then raped her and leaving her unconscious in a snowbank. And then, of course, you know what happened. She said she woke up and her underwear was down and her breasts were exposed and all that other stuff. Then the police released the sketch of went looking, and then, of course, the police got suspicious. And ultimately, she got what you call them. She recanted. She straight up recanted. I can't. I'm wrong. I lied. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, of course. It seems like this is once every 2-3 months. You know, the black man raped me. I'm like, if y'all wanna do us a favor, and I was hoping, you know, I talked about this last year. I was hoping 2011 we could, as a president, we wanna do something starting Black History Month off right, just not blaming black folks for something. We didn't do it. You know, I mean, that's the worst nightmare there. They say a black man did something, and then in your community, you can't even go outside because you said that you're going to fit the description, which is normally like he was 5'7 to 6'2, in between 150 pounds and 200 pounds. He was in between 25 and 40. You know, they just throw their descriptions out there, and that's pretty much everybody that I know and that I see out in the streets. And then, as always, like the heifer who said that a black man threw the acid in her face. And the guy who said that the black man killed his family but just shot him in the stomach, or the woman who killed her kids but said that the black man took her 4 kids, you know, Stop that shit. Just stop it. We don't. It's at the ridiculous level now. Can we have peace? 2011. Can we have peace? I mean, you already violated because it's 2011 and it's already come out of none of all things. Aren't nuns supposed to be holy? What not? Anyway, end up, by the way, in this story that they suspect that she was having an affair and one of the people in her order said that she had slipped up and had been getting it on with a guy. And so now she's trying to recover and get her bearings, and she's now recanting the rape and saying, no, nothing really happened. And as always, when it comes to people of the church doing something, she's not going to go to jail. And there's no charges going to be pressed on her. They're just going to let it go. Whereas if you weren't involved in the church, charges would be pressed and you would spend some jail time. Just on that alone. And, of course, the fact that, Lord knows, there was probably some dude who lifted one too many weights was almost arrested and got put in jail for no reason and tortured. Lord knows the torture probably would have made him commit to his, what do you call it, confess that he did it. Oh, the craziness that is out there. And speaking of the craziness, while we're on that, this is not a dig, but Halle Berry has found out she's going through a custody battle with her ex baby daddy, whatever you want to call it. And of course she put out that he's calling her names, like he called her a fucking bitch and called her an N-word and all that. And it just goes to show you that, you know, talking about the blaming on black men, because, you know, Halle Berry has been famous because of a few so-called black celebrities she was involved with, you know, they said that they did her wrong. So, of course, she went and got with a white man, and he did her wrong, too. Now, I'm sure there's probably an Asian and a Mexican, an Indian, and they all lined up like, hey, we can treat you bad, too. I think the point is, Ms. Berry, you have a horrible taste in men. Your man radar, it is not good. It seems like you pick people who will not give you any positive love. That's what it looks like to me. I don't think the whole, it was a black man or whatever man, it doesn't really matter here. You just bad on the choosing. Probably not as bad as the one woman who cops say this woman who was, I mean, and it's the worst. The woman was attacked by a hitman, and the thing about it is her husband had hired the hitman, well, tried to get her killed 3 times, but she won't stand by him, even though he's accused of plotting her murder. and it goes to that whole having a bad choice in this and then compounding the problem, you gonna choose a man that they have proof that tried to have you killed 3 times? I know. They say the song is a thin line between love and hate, but it's an even thinner line between love and stupid. And you done fell down the cliff of stupid. You know, a guy trying to have you killed. I mean, you know, ambush you. Had you shot in the stomach. You survived that. And I guess if you being the better spiritual person and you want to forgive and whatnot, but I don't think that's something that you want to forget. You kind of want to move on from that. If not, hey, it's your mistake to make. On that note, I'm going to my first commercial break here. End song, which would be Immortal Technique, Mistake.
No living in sight, but life makes you go faster than you expect to do something. Fuck around and be in your late 20s, feeling like an old man and shit. Yeah, for real, son. It's hard to breathe and hard to run when your lungs blacken. Coughing up blood like, what the fuck happened? Raising my risk of cancer's the answer, homie. But after the break, it's hard to breathe. It's hard to breathe and hard to run when your lungs blacken. Coughing up blood like, what the fuck happened? Raising my risk of cancer's the answer, homie. But after drinking something, it's nothing like puffing a bogey. Now I can blame the same product placement in the movies, all the commercials, a Scarface and a jacuzzi. But now I'm living it. Damn, I should've never took that first cigarette. I fucked up like your girl was riding on top of me. I should've took it to trial and never cop the plea. But this ain't a Christian nation, motherfucker, please. America never taught me to turn the other cheek. Cause I'm from Harlem, the north of Manhattan. We knock niggas out and make them bounce like Ricky Hatton. But wildin' on the corner got me turned back from the Canadian border. I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic tryna be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping. It wasn't if I could've made her life different.
I joined the army looking for money to go to college, but they ain't pay me a quarter what they fucking promised. Extending my tour, treating me like a sucker. That's the reason officers get fragged, motherfucker. Don't give me teachers on how you respect and you love me, but no body armor and a lightly armored Humvee. My family's lonely, and you want me to reenlist for 30 grand, homie? No. Yeah. When I was young, I got signed to a record label. A deal looked so good when it was on the table. The paid for my cable, cribs, cars, and jewelry. The studios, the women, there's nothing they wouldn't do for me. Except stop screwing me for publishing and royalties. How the fuck are you my dog when there's no loyalty? Word to the street, I should have gone independent like a Immortal Technique. Yeah, some people learn from mistakes and don't repeat them. Others try to block the memories and just delete them. But I keep them as a reminder they not killing me. And I thank God for teaching me humility. Son, remember when you fight to be free, to see things how they are and not how you like them to be. Cause even when the world is falling on top of me, pessimism is an emotion, not a philosophy. Knowing what's wrong doesn't imply that you're right. And it's another when you suffer to apply it in life. But I'm no rookie, and I'm never gonna make the same mistake twice, pussy.
Together you got it. plumber.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Immortal Technique, Mistake, off his album, Third World. He should be about ready to drop another one. I can't wait to get to that one. Another classic waiting to happen. Oh, now, speaking of classics waiting to happen, I don't know if y'all heard about P. Diddy being sued by a woman, Valerie Joyce Wilson Turk. That's a lot of names, and she not even from what they call Africa. So I don't know why she would have all these names. Anyway, I'm going to say this again because it's just a lot of names. Valerie Joyce Wilson Turks. Because I got them saying the name of stupid people. Mean, malicious, vicious criminals? No. But stupid people? Yes. She filed a lawsuit against P. Diddy seeking $900 billion in child support as she claims he is the father of her 23-year-old son. She also, because I said she sued him for $900 billion in child support, she sued him, the whole amount is $1 trillion because she filed a lawsuit against P. Diddy accusing him of being behind the 9/11 terrorist attacks and stealing a poker chip from her that was worth $100 billion. Okay. She says that she once dated P. Diddy, and so she wants the $900 billion. I had to say this like 900 billion in child support and the loss of income makes up the other $100 billion. Why do people like this even get a chance to even get to court? This is way past retarded. I mean, I guess if you're one of them people who listen to P. Diddy's music, I guess you can say he can cause earthquakes with his music, whatever. I don't know. But, I mean, he's saying that his music made the terrorists want to blow up New York because they thought he was there and they wanted to stop him from making more music. I mean, to say that P. Diddy is the one that has something to do with 9/11? Really? Really? East Coast, West Coast is like that? Anyway, $900 billion in child support. Yeah. You hold your breath waiting on that one because I'm sure. And the poker chip that was worth $100 billion, that's priceless. That is really and truly priceless. Oh, all right. Let me get to something that's important. I mean, you know, they talk about frivolous lawsuits. I mean, this kind of thing. And sometimes I wonder, do celebrities have people sue them like that so that they can just have their name out there so they can sell more records, like people feel sorry for them and buy their record because they're being sued for $1 trillion? I don't know. I don't think it would matter. You never know, I guess, because I don't understand how some of these artists are platinum artists, so why people even care if they make an album or not. I'm like, y'all wasn't done with his first, second, and third, and fourth album? Nah. Anyway. Speaking of which, you know, I like to talk about things that should be against the law and shouldn't be against the law, and whether some things are constitutional or unconstitutional, as supposedly that's what we go by here in this land of ours. There's a federal lawsuit that's filed against a longtime Cincinnati landlord. And they say he's been blackmailing his female tenants into having sex with him for the last 3 years. Oh, Henry Bailey of Silvertooth, Ohio, who owns 22 apartment units across the city, they say that he would enter into his female tenants' apartments without warning, make unwelcome sexual advances and comments, and evict tenants who would not comply. So, I guess he was going to the house for long periods of time, and he would proposition them for sex. Like, you have sex with me, I'll go light on your rent. I guess it's one of those things where it depends on if he was cute or not. I know I'm not supposed to say that out loud, but we know that if they found him very, very attractive, and I'm not stereotyping everybody. I'm just saying in certain scenarios, if they thought that he was cute and they had a chance to not pay rent by giving the cute guy they want to have sex with, would it happen? Could it happen? Would that be illegal? Now, of course, being that he's a landlord, and I'm going to take an educated guess that he's a slumlord too, that him entering into people's apartments and coercing folks probably didn't have a lot of options in having sex with him so that they can keep a roof over their heads. It's lower than low and despicable. And well, if he is guilty of that, I hope that he gets in the general population and he can have all the sex he wants. It's just probably he won't be the sticker. He will more likely be the sticky. You know, in jail, you can have all the sex you want with a wide array of men. And I was just saying, in the real world, let's say if somebody propositioned someone and they said that you don't have to pay rent if you have sex with me, and we know this is a hypothetical, and this is, there's probably no contract that could be wrote on this, no promissory note. I mean, obviously you can't. There's no promissory, like, I promise to give you the pussy. But the point is, would that be illegal? I mean, some people will say it's prostitution or whatnot, but, I mean, is sexual gratification an illegal form of payment? I mean, I know there's the whole prostitution, but is it prostitution? Because I know it's not currency, but it's a, hey, I'm I'm being nice to you, you're being nice to me. It's, some people in the business world call it bartering. Can you barter with some juicy? I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of folks that's like, no, you shouldn't be able to. I'm just saying. We're going to move on from that and say, San Diego, stand up. You're about to come up like fat cats. My old town, San Diego, going to have a special election. And San Diego City Council voted 7-1 to repeal an ordinance that strictly regulates construction of Walmart supercenters. So, now, it was an ordinance to protect small and neighborhood businesses, which was passed by the city council last year, but it was vetoed by the mayor, I'll say his name, Jerry Sanders, who said it would limit consumer shopping choices because we don't have enough shopping choices nowadays. I mean, I can see if this was in a rural area where there was only like two or three mom and pop stores, with San Diego being what, the sixth or the seventh biggest city in the United States, with more than enough malls and stores and Targets and Walmart and Sears, I think they're all right. Well, they were all right. But if you're a small business owner in San Diego, hey, shit just got ugly for you because they just straight up, the ordinance to protect you is all gone, and Walmart has come through and they plan on building a dozen or so new stores in San Diego over the next 5 years. I'm like, where the hell are they going to put them? I mean, they don't have enough Walmart already in San Diego. I'm like, last time I checked, there was like a Walmart like every 2-3 miles. I'm like, where else are they going to go with this? You know, I know Walmart is the lick all over the country and like in little small areas and whatnot, but do you need a Walmart in every corner? I mean, every mall has one already. Where do you put a dozen Walmarts in big city? And they already have probably a dozen Walmarts in said city already. I think it's funny. You know, I guess Walmart pays a few more zeros over what small businessmen are able to throw into the coffers of the city council. Not that I'm suggesting that city council down in San Diego have been bribed. I'm just saying that, you know, why protect little businessmen when big businessmen can come through and help lay the foundation for jobs and all the other stuff that the community needs? Because, you know, of course, how vital Walmart is. I mean, Walmart is just as vital as what McDonald's was. You know, I remember McDonald's used to have their commercials. McDonald's is here for the community. And you working at McDonald's, you're serving doing a vital service for your community. I didn't know. I was like, shit, I'm in the wrong job. I should be working at McDonald's so I can serve my community, help my peoples. Because obviously, McDonald's. And, of course, now, as it is looking, the Walmarts, which have McDonald's in them, coincidentally, they just, they're too important to the framework of our society. Got to have Walmarts. Got to, I guess. That and tampons. And you know, it's weird. There's a shortage of OB tampons. They said they can't find any at all in any size. They're out of stock at Walmart, CVS, and don't show up in search results in Walgreens or Target. Tampons said that there is a shortage and there's a black market for this OB tampon. They say this tampon has a cult-like following. Yeah. One woman said she spent like 3 hours driving between 6 different stores looking for OB tampons. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in tampons. As much as you go into the store, you go into any major department store, grocery store, whatnot, there's that section. We all know it's there. And it seems like there's a huge selection of tampons. Black market for tampons. Didn't know that exists. I guess have neither of those, but I guess that OB tampon is the greatest tampon ever. There's a black market for it. So I might have to go and get me one of those just to see what the big deal is. So that way I can have my OB tampon and chill with it while I'm smoking my electronic cigarette. I don't know about anybody else. I keep getting the same old email, you know, these disgusting emails for the special offer, your free exclusive trial kit, the electronic cigarette that no flame or fire, no yellow teeth, no bad breath or odor, no tobacco or smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar or ash. And I guess it's the sign of the time, because that would be cigarettes 2.0, but not. You go from the organic, well, no such thing as an organic cigarette, but just the regular cigarette to the electronic cigarette with none of the so-called harshness of the regular cigarette. Now, not to date myself, but back in my day, we would call those like candy cigarettes. You know, them candy cigarettes that you could buy, you used to be able to buy at the store, and it was packed, and you blew flour out of them. You know, the bubblegum ones, or you chew them up and no bubbles. But they stopped selling those because they said they were a bad influence on us, and it influenced us to buy cigarettes. Now, I mean, not that I speak for everybody, but I never thought of it as influencing me to do anything. no more than any other candy. I mean, I just looked at it. They taste good. It was numb, and it was cheap. Now, this electronic cigarette, they say all the things that it does not do, and I'm like, well, what does it do? Obviously, this is supposedly so that you can smoke cigarettes or have the cigarette look. You know, some people would say it's the phallic symbol. I got to have that cigarette that whatever in your mouth. I mean, that's a Freud thing, you know, the whole phallic symbol. You it's like you have a penis envy. You got to have a penis in your mouth. But not as people who smoke cigarettes. I don't know if I necessarily believe that. But I think it's funny that they have the electronic cigarettes. And they say all the things that it doesn't have so that you can smoke one, then that they try to make sure that you can't smoke cigarettes on Earth no more. So this is to alleviate that, and supposedly it has nicotine and all that other good stuff in it that is good for you. You know, all the special herbs and spices that will get you addicted. Make you crawl back for more. I mean, not knocking it, but I've never understood the addiction for cigarettes. I've never seen what would attract me to it. A smell bad. I don't get it. But that's just me. It smells bad and it'll kill you eventually. It's got, what, a 90-some% death rate. If you were smoking them, more than likely it's going to get you. I don't know. And far be it from me to protest against folks and their addictions. I mean, we all have them. I mean, sort of like not going there. I think that it's funny that you can have something like that, and people will battle for it, but no one will battle for what's important. Now, once again, I know we coming up on the eve of the Super Bowl here, and and the funny thing about the Super Bowl, a lot of people aren't even really into the game. They're more into, oh my God, we can't wait to see the commercials. I mean, 'cause that's what the Super Bowl is all about, the commercials. And I guess some folks pay attention to the halftime show. I can't remember ever watching the halftime show for the Super Bowl. I made sure I was doing something, whether it's clipping my nails or digging in my nose or something. Then I pay attention. I guess this is the first year they've had somebody that is supposedly interesting. They got the Black Eyed Peas. I'm not necessarily hating on them, but I don't really care too much for their music either. But that's just me. And I know we got the super rush because we got this. They're already hyping the Super Bowl commercials that's coming out. And I find it funny. I mean, being that, as I say every week, I lay at the altar. I worship at the altar of the DVR. I try not to watch commercials with all of my heart and soul. So I don't know why people don't care about the game. They only care about the commercials. Well, we'll say the say a good 50-60% of the people are there. They watch football, but they don't really care for the game. And I've never understood that. You know, if you're a football fan, you want to watch the game, see who wins, see who's going to do their thing, whatnot. But it's the exact opposite. Just up in the air with it. And on that note, I'm going to take a commercial break here. I'm going to play my boys HISD from Houston Independent Spit District. This is Cranberry.
We go together like a moon to a planet, and some folk can't stand it, but I still won't damage the groove here. We back and forth like the hand on the clock, dear. Two-step in the pocket on lock, dear. You in the right place, we catch our peers. To the left, cross smiles and a few cheers. I step right towards you round, made a few fear that I would break it down. They see me get loose, but instead I kept smooth and I dipped you. Good times with a vibe on the high juice. By the air, bread and stare on the floor, rooted. Cause I'm next to ya, so give my best to ya. Celebrate it cause the stars fell in line with ya. Moonlighting, you feel it when the beat ripens. Cheap rock on lock when the drink stop. Drinks over here, fill it to the top like it's the new year. Chicks over there, long hair, don't care, just move it every year. Hands in the air, such a good feeling cause the weekend's here. Just taking our time, we left the past behind, we just enjoying the vibe.
The weekend's a new begins, like the era brim of a hat. Put on your thinking cap, don't be twisted off the bottle of that flat trap. They want a format to rap to sound like that. We track to crack the radio, our galaxies too wide to be sucked in the status quo. A same song all around the world, get our name on, get the game on like a jump ball with no calls. A free for all the music you can lock up in your own backyard. Never stay boxed up, no room for advancement, pal. Cracking a smile like the male enhancement. God, going hard on the daughter. We glide like ducks, but feet flapping underwater. Harder than you see like otter pop. Frozen in rhyme, we got skills for the trade to barter.
Drinks over here, fill it to the top like it's the new year. Chicks over there, long tail, don't care, just move it every year. Taking our time, we left the past behind, we just enjoying the vibe. Turned off the news this morning, opened the paper. New family in the White House, new neighbors. My man down the way got the hook up on the cable. New channels to watch, new vision, new statement. New options for the customers. Houston Spit District in your iPod shufflers. All the mechanics say I need a new muffler, but I need some new shoes, that's the birth of a hustler. They left my kinfolk out that box last year. Took a minute, but he got the new job, new crib. I really can't explain how the newness makes me feel. So I'm living every moment like it's the new year. Dexter, Dexter, no worries, no pressure. Cranberry nectar on the rocks, no extra. New carry suspenders, new pocket protector. He's so cranberry, every day coming fresher. Drinks over here, fill it to the top like it's the new year. Chicks over there, long hair, don't care, just move it every year. Hands in the air, such a good feeling cause the weekend's here. Just taking our time, we left the past behind, we just enjoying the vibe.
Fresh out of jail, after mama post bail, postgraduate from Yale, yelling wake up. School days break up, broken hearted as a boy, well, hell, drink up. Kettle one, vodka, cranberry, lime, twist, chubby checker. Test player, bass player, new layers to the cake. Like the movie, let's relate, get them high at the stakes. No beef, bring a plate, this is broccoli, have a taste. Of the good life, would life be a little better, better. Let's toast, make the most of your giving chatter. When we don't see it, all the same, told her Helen Keller. Fellas grab umbrellas, told her he can make it rain. But the sun is right, she came on it heat, on it deep, on it rounds, on it dance away the pain. Yes, it's 11:59, 1 minute to the end as we start over again then.
Drinks over here, fill it to the top like it's the new year. Over there, long hair, don't care, just move it every year. Hands in
in the air. Such a good feeling, cause the weekend's here. We just taking our time, we left the past behind. We just enjoying the vibe.
Together you got Slumber.
All right, welcome back to Smooth. That was Cranberry by HISD, the human, not the human, the Houston Independent Student District, off a new album, The Weeknd. All right, now, speaking of, for the good people down in Ohio, rejoice, because City of Cincinnati has announced a tax amnesty program for you, where if you owe a bill that's earning tax, what they'll do, the good people in Ohio, they will forgive you the interest, but you still have to pay that debt. I'm like, I read tax amnesty. I'm like, woo, man, that's great. They gonna allow folks tax amnesty so they can kind of get on their feet? Nah. They are saying that we're going to wipe out your interest debt so that you'd be able to pay what you owe. Like, isn't that nice? I find it interesting that you have to pay interest on taxes anyway. Besides the fact that I thought the whole taxation without representation in the whole tax system, which has been found to be illegal, first and foremost. And the fact that not only is it illegal, the taxing us the way they do, but also to charge interest on the illegal taxes that they're imposing on you in the first place. And daring you to say anything about it. But I guess the good people down in Cincinnati, Ohio, they say, you know what? We will forgive you the interest so long as you don't pay. If not, we're not going to forgive you the interest. We're just going to charge your ass anyway. Oh, it's funny the things that come up, especially when they come up like that. Or case in point, something funny when you talk about tax dollars going to waste. Now, obviously, I'm not a citizen of this particular country. Like, you talk about overseas and in Britain, UK, how they support royalty. But technically, we do that too. But I'll get back into that in a minute. But they support the royalty. You know how you got the queen and, you got the princes and all this other stuff, and they live in the palace. They don't do a job. They don't run nothing. They just live off of you. And I say you, the citizens of the UK. Whatever money you make, there's a portion of it that goes to people who do nothing for you. Now, in some places around the world, especially here, we would call that pimping. You know how the pimp, he sits around, he quote unquote protecting you or whatnot, and you the hope or whatever you want to call it, you're working to do for him. Now, it's strange how nobody talks about how they make this, how they have money, they have means, and they can do whatever, but because they're so-called royalty, it's okay to prop them up in the big house on the big hill, and they never have to do anything but enjoy life. But I'm digressing here. There's a query going on over there, because over in Britain, they're saying that they spent like $1.85 million in overseas aid that was supposed to go towards what countries that are doing bad. You know how you give aid to the underdeveloped countries, you know, the ones you was exploiting in the first place, but you're giving them back aid. I never understood that one either. But supposedly, this aid, $1.85 million, was spent on the Pope's visit in September of last year. And this goes back to what I was talking about, what's important and what's not important. How in the hell does the Vatican need $1.85 million? I mean, you're paying these dudes to come to do what? Give hope to the masses or whatever the hell it is? I don't know. I find it disheartening that people are for that. And talking about help, shout out Kool Herc. One of the hip hop pioneers. He's very ill right now. And the sad part is that he has no medical insurance or whatnot. And they're talking about doing the benefit for him. Now, I remember how nobody was up in arms about the health care debate. No one in the poor section, when I say poor, I'm talking about us. Nobody was out there about the healthcare reform, whatnot, because someone like Kool Herc doesn't have health insurance, could have been helped by this. I bring this up because I think it's funny, because he might get some help. They'll throw a benefit to him because he's a hip-hop figure. Not hating on that, but what about the people who aren't hip-hop figures? They just shit out of luck because they didn't make music you liked? They didn't do a TV show you liked? I mean, this is part of what I'm talking about here. Nobody thinks about the little guy. I mean, you want to help folks who are famous? But people who aren't famous, no. You know, and much props to Kool Herc. But what makes Kool Herc more important than just Jeffrey down the street or Louise in Iowa who don't have health insurance? And they need an operation. That's the whole point. You know, you want to prop up and help folks because of what they do for you emotionally or whatnot, but you won't talk about helping the common man. What's wrong with helping the common man? You even seem to lost sight of that for some reason. Food for thought. On that note, I want to thank y'all for listening. I got Pittsburgh, if you care. Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama, I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.